The diner was clean and pleasant and attractively decorated. Reacher took a two-top in the far right-hand corner, and he sat with his back to the angle so he had the whole room in front of him. About half the tables were taken, mostly by people who seemed to be fueling up ahead of a long day of physical labor. A waitress came by, and Reacher ordered his default breakfast, which was pancakes, eggs, and bacon, but most of all, coffee, first and always. The waitress told him the establishment had a bottomless cup policy. He was on his second mug when the woman from the railroad came in, alone. She stood for a second, as if unsure, and then she looked all around and saw him and headed straight for him. She slid into the empty chair opposite. Up close and in the daylight, she looked better than the night before. Dark, lively eyes, and some kind of purpose and intelligence in her face. But some kind of worry, too. She said,
"Thanks for the knock on the door."
Reacher said, "My pleasure." She said,
"My friend wasn't on the morning train either."
He said, "Why tell me?"
"You know something."
"Do I?"
"Why else get off the train?"
Reacher paused a beat and said, "Who exactly are you?"
"Doesn't matter who I am. What matters is who you are."
"I'm just a guy passing through."
"I'm going to need more than that."
"And I'm going to need to know who's asking."
The woman didn't reply. The waitress came by with his plate. Reacher picked up his silverware. The woman from the railroad put a business card on the table. She pushed it across the sticky wood. It had a government seal on it, blue and gold. Federal Bureau of Investigation, Special Agent Michelle Chang. Reacher said,
"That's you?"
"Yes,"
she said. "I'm pleased to meet you."
"Likewise," she said. "I hope."